I hear a recitation of Wordsworth's Daffodils, a surprising number of Kipling's stories, and from a teenage boy standing tall in his blue and white uniform, a rousing rendition of If, Kipling's best-loved poem. The students are baffled when I tell them that Kipling has been out of favour in Britain because of his high imperial sentiments. British rule to these youngsters is as far away as the Mughal invasion of the 16th century. Ancient history. Deeptesh, who had delivered If with such aplomb, protests that the poem is so full of wisdom, and the just-so stories are Indian tales that happen to be written in English. "Do you think Mowgli could have had those adventures anywhere else?" he asks me, in what we identify together as a rhetorical question.